First of all, Mazel Tov to Rabbi Avram Nadel and the whole family, and the engagement to their daughter. This is like a really kehila simcha. Mazel Tov, you should have only nachas. So the Nefesh HaChaim Shir will continue this morning, Yirtzeh Hashem, at 9:15. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes if the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles is the hadlaka or to have them lit. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah means that it would be logical to say that the mitzvah is that they should be lit, because the whole thing is pirsumei nisa and people should see it, and what good is it that you lit it? But in fact, we paskin hadlaka oisa mitzvah. The main mitzvah is that you do your thing, you light it. The fact that it goes on, it's a great philosophical point also. The fact whether it goes on, whether it works, whether it doesn't work, we just have to do our thing. And therefore, the natural halacha that comes from this is kafsa ein zakukla, that if you light and you do everything correctly, you do everything properly, and it goes out, so ein zakukla, you don't have to fix it. We're machmer to fix it, you know, why not relight it? But halachically, kafsa ein zakukla, you don't have to, you're not zakuk to make sure it doesn't go out. As long as I lit it in a good way, in a way that it could stay lit, I'm okay. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins after a long discussion in the Gemara. Where it says, Hadlaka oisa mitzvah. I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch, Tav Reish Ayin Gimel Beis. Hadlaka oisa mitzvah lefichach im kafsa koidem sha'avar zmana ein zakukla. So therefore, if it goes out, even if it didn't last the 30 minutes, the shear, nevertheless, eino zakukla. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, interestingly, vafilu kavsa be'erev Shabbos koidem kabbalah Shabbos. Now, what about tomorrow night, where we light earlier? So you're not lighting at the Zman altogether. So what are we relying on? Why are we lighting Chanukah candles shloi b'Zman? The answer is we're relying on the fact that it's going to be lit on Shabbos, on the second night of Chanukah. So if you say hadlaka oisa mitzvah, and the ikar is hadlaka, so then you had a hadlaka shloi b'Zman. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Afilu kavsa be'erev Shabbos, koidem kabal Shabbos." Forget about whether you're halakha. Let's say it even went out. Let's say it went out. You lit it 20 minutes before Shabbos, before kabal Shabbos, and it went out 15 minutes before Shabbos. Even so, adayin humi boid yoyim einoy zakukla. You still don't have to relight it. So look what you have here. You have a halakha which didn't even go into the zman chiyuv, and it went out. And you don't have, not only can you make a bracha on such a thing, but you don't have to relight it. Eino zakukloi. So, Mishnah Berurah explains, why not? What does that do? And the answer is that from the time that the Chachomim sat down and organized that there should be a holiday of Chanukah, they knew there was a Shabbos inside. And the Chachomim considered the fact that you're not allowed to light on Shabbos. So it means that the Iker Takonis Chachamim of Ner Hanukkah was to light on Erev Shabbos. It's logically, it can't be any other way. So since the Iker Takonis Chachamim was to light on Erev Shabbos, so therefore that the Hadlaka, that's the Zman Hadlaka. So in other words, it's a very important thing for the Shabbos that we're not lighting early because you can't light later. We're lighting earlier because that's the Takonis Chachamim. And being that that's the Takonis Chachamim, we say we go with the same Halacha of kafsa ein zakukla, so it comes a very interesting thing that every night the correct time to light Hanukkah candles is at shkia, that it should burn after shkia. That way, that's what the Mishnah Berurah wants us to do. That's the zman. And on Erev Shabbos, the zman of hadlaka is before Shabbos, after plaga mincha. Now, even all that being said, you're meant to put enough oil in there that it should burn a half hour after shkia, but that's not because of kafsa zakukla. That's because that's how you do a hadlaka. The only time, just to say this one brief halacha, the only time that this is, it could be problematic, hadlaka is a mitzvah when it goes out. But let's say when you light it, it wasn't a good lighting, meaning like there wasn't enough oil or it was very windy. You're outside and it's very windy. So there, and it goes out. So there you weren't yotze. Why? Not because kafsa zakuk la, but because your whole hadlaka was missing. You have to do a hadlaka which is roi l'kayim for chatzisha into the shir. So it's not that kafsa zakuk la, it's that felt in the hadlaka. The whole hadlaka is wrong. And that's why many people are machmir if you light outside. And first of all, you can't light outside without a box because a ruach mitzuyah is going to knock out your candles. It's not like, you know, I like the empty look or the, you know, though you have to have a protection for the candles. But some people are machmir even if it's windy, that when you're lighting, it won't last. So until you close that door. So it could be the hadlaka itself is missing. So there's the fancy ones that you actually light from the top or something, so you don't have a problem. La halacha, the poskim say that that's called the good hadlaka because since you know you can light it and you're going to close the door and it's not going to go out, so then it's a good hadlaka l'chatchila. But hadlaka osa mitzvah.